Welcome to Hypotheticals. Please keep your seatbelt buckled and keep your hands and feet in the car at all times. There are rabid koalas outside.
So, recording yet another one because I forgot my laptop at home and now I gotta drive to my place to get the laptop so that we can drive back to Zoe's place. And, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, Zoe, hypothetical.
Yes.
Hypothetically.
Yes.
If you could live the life of any Disney princess, which one would it be? And I'm not talking about, like, you get the superpowers or whatever. Like, you live in that country.
Oh,
that place.
So
you get their life.
I get their life. Well, why wouldn't I get their superpowers if I was them?
Because then you just pick Elsa from fucking Frozen.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, good.
I don't want to live there.
Yeah, I don't want to live there either, but still. You get ice powers. Okay, anyway.
I mean, ice powers would be cool.
Yeah, but let's go with animated Disney princesses.
Animated. I was about to say, like, you gotta clarify, because, like, Giselle is technically a Disney princess, and so is Princess Leia right now.
Yeah. Granted, I really do like Tangled. That's, like, one of my favorite
Disney
movies.
That's not Tangled. You're thinking Enchanted.
No, I'm talking about Tangled.
Tangled is animated.
Yeah, I know, but she's not,
You didn't say
2D.
You didn't say
okay, 2D. I thought I said 2D.
Yeah, you just said animated.
Yeah. Sorry. 2D animated Disney princesses.
Tiana.
Tiana?
I want to live Tiana's life. Because, like, she gets the best. Like, she has her own business. She has her own job. She's got a man who loves her. He's filthy fucking rich as well.
Institutionalized racism.
Yeah. We could just move to Europe.
Yeah, I guess. There's still institutionalized racism in Europe. But I guess maybe his country doesn't really mind it.
I mean, they obviously don't care that he's marrying a woman of color, and many consider him to be a man of color as well.
Yeah, he's supposed to be racially ambiguous. Which is really strange.
I don't know. So, I don't know. I really like Tiana's life because she has, like, agency
in
her life. Like, she has shit that she gets done that's separate. Because, like, there are other princesses that I could be that would be really cool. She also is one of the more modern princesses, so she lives in a place that has, like, cars and air conditioning in later years.
Yeah,
and,
but
like,
flushing toilets. A lot of the, like, medieval princesses live in magical realms.
Yeah, true. I mean,
so there is that magic involved.
Obviously,
you know.
Like, if there's... Okay, so if we're saying it's magic and I could just use magic to get the conveniences of modern everything, yeah. I'd actually want to be Aurora.
Yeah.
From Sleeping Beauty.
Aurora is pretty freaking classy.
Dude, she's classy as fuck. Like, come on, like, look at it this way. And she also, all of her family are not dead. They're just sleeping.
Yeah, they're just taking naps.
So, they're just taking, like, really long naps.
Her mother is still alive? I don't, like, her... It's entirely possible that Does Philip's mom show up? I think she shows up for, like, a minute.
Well, she's in the opening scene when the fairies are giving her
gifts.
Yeah. Because Philip and his family visit from their neighborhood.
No, it's just, like, my memory of that movie, the two dads act like they're gay partners who are setting up their kids. It's really weird.
No, you're thinking, like, Giselle from The Swan Princess.
What? No.
Yes. No, that's the one where it's they meet as kids and he... Also, it's not done by Disney.
Yeah, that's Don Bluth.
It's Don Bluth.
No. The Philip's dad and Aurora's dad
are,
like...
They're not on screen long enough together.
No, they get drunk, and they plan their kid's wedding. They're weird. Anyway.
But I really like...
It is nice.
I love that setting.
So long as you don't upset an evil fairy, you should be fine.
Yeah, well...
And all you need to do is just invite her to your child's christening.
Well, she'd be dead, because she dies at the end of...
That's true.
So, I don't
really
would have to worry
about that.
It would
be your parents who fucked up,
I guess. And they're not, they don't even die. Like I said, they just go to sleep for a really long period.
Take a nap.
They just take a really long nap.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, that would be really great. But, again, one of the reasons I'm drawn to Tiana as a character is because she doesn't define herself by, somebody else. Because, listen, I love classic Disney princesses, mm-hmm. right? Like, I love Aurora, I love Snow White.
I mean, in some of the spinoffs, Aurora does get to rule the kingdom.
Yeah, I mean, she's the only heir. Yeah. But, you know, the problem with those movies is that they very much set it up as, like, they're still strong women, they still have opinions and personalities and all that kind of stuff, but especially with Snow White, you know, they don't have ambitions, really, you know, yeah. And that's one of the reasons I really connected with Tiana as a character, is because she was like, I have to work hard, I have to, you know, I have things that I want in my life, mm-hmm. and she didn't let Naveen redefine who she wanted to be as a person.
True.
Because in a traditional, like, 1950s Disney princess movie, at the end, she would never have opened up her store. She would have married Naveen and become a princess and been happy super as a princess. Happy. And in Princess and the Frog, even though they get married and they're super happy, she still opens her,
okay,
you know,
so what do we have as 2D princesses? We have Snow White, Cinderella,
Aurora,
Belle,
Ariel, Mulan, sort of. She's not actually technically a princess.
And that's in the same vein as, like, Mulan, Alice is technically a princess. Yeah. That's just weird.
Is
that it?
For 2D princesses, in the main canon, there's not a lot of them. Pocahontas. She's also, again, not really a princess.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I know what my answer is.
And what's your answer?
I would most definitely take over Ariel's life.
Ariel's life?
I would get to be a mermaid.
For a little bit.
No, excuse me, I'm not gonna go and get married to some weird earth trump. I know what it's like on the goddamn surface. I don't wanna go back up there. I'm gonna go find myself a nice fish wife.
So basically you just wanna be a mermaid?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah, no. You know what's going on. That's why you're like saying, no, I don't want to be Aurora as much as I want to be Tiana, because Tiana has agency, and Tiana, you know, I want cars and stuff. You know.
Listen, all I'm saying is that living in a world without flush toilets fucking sucks.
I'd be in the ocean.
Yeah, so you just pee on yourself all the time.
I don't care. We go in the ocean all the time, Zoe. It's not like people completely
avoid. Would you have a cloaca?
I don't really care. I'm a fucking mermaid. I don't care what the, like, aspects of it are. Plus, if you are one of the older designs for mermaids, your tail actually technically starts mid-thigh.
But that's not how Ariel's done.
I don't give a
fuck.
Her
starts at her waist, buddy.
That's fine. Whatever.
You can't.
I don't technically need to have sex to be happy.
I'm also fair. This is true. You're just gonna marry your fishwife and
just gonna find a pretty mermaid lady and become ruler of the fucking ocean.
You're not even the oldest. You wouldn't rule anything.
I am Dad's favorite, and if I need to, I can pull a Game of Thrones scenario.
What? Oh, you're just gonna start fish murdering all your sisters?
No, they probably just don't really care. Have you seen the extra movies for that? They do not give
also,
a flying fuck.
In the extra movies, I'm pretty sure it's a patriarchal society and she has brothers who will be rulers.
She doesn't have brothers.
Does she not have brothers?
No.
You sure?
It's just her and her sisters. And she's Daddy's little favorite. And Daddy has the ability of going, oh, no, I think you should be ruler.
Yeah, somehow.
Or I could marry a dude.
Uh-huh.
And make sure none of my other sisters get married. Or it doesn't even matter. Why do I need to become ruler of the ocean?
You're the one who said you were gonna do it!
I mean, I will, because I am Daddy's little girl, and he's gonna get through the entire fucking ocean.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
That, or I'll just make him teach me to use magic. One of the two.
I can't even with you some days.
Why?
Because you're going to start fish murdering all of your sisters. I'm going to fucking warn your brother. Like, yo, Dan, watch out. Your sister's going to fucking shmurder you if you get in her way.
I'm not going to rule anything. I'm not set to inherit anything particularly interesting.
You'd only kill your brother if there was something interesting on the line. Dude. Like, if your grandma was like, Eerie, you will inherit a large plot of land. You'd be like, gotta fish murder my brother
I'm
now.
I'm sorry, my grandmother already told me I'm inheriting it, and either way, it's either in Israel or Romania, so
What's
at the moment
that?
I don't kind of want it.
Why wouldn't you want it?
Well, Israel is getting, like, it's not super fun to live there all the time. And Romania is just kind of like out there, and I love Romania, don't get me wrong, but it's very much one of those places that if you live there, it's hard to be particularly successful within the reach of other countries.
Don't let our Romanian fans hear that.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not talking about, like, it's just, it's, there's not as many opportunities. Like, if you wanted to work in Hollywood, for example, you wouldn't want to live in Guatemala and stay in Guatemala.
Fair. But anyway, I'm still warning your brother that if there's an inheritance, he needs to watch himself, because you're going to fucking murder him.
I already inherited the one thing I wanted to inherit.
I'm still warning him. He needs to know. He's got to watch out. He's got to watch out for you and your deadly fish-murdering ways.
Okay.
Like a schmurder.
I'm pretty sure that Ariel is the heir apparent. I know she's the youngest. She's the heir apparent.
How can she be the heir apparent if she's the youngest?
Because she's daddy's favorite.
Oh my god.
She's the one that has, like, Sebastian follow her around all the time like a creepy babysitter.
Maybe it's because she's irresponsible.
Because she needs to learn how to rule. That's why the king's second hand hangs out with her all the time.
I think it's mostly because she's irresponsible.
Okay, well, whatever.
I guess you have something
agree to disagree.
But no, okay, so if I want to be Tiana/Aurora and you want to be Ariel, who is the worst person to be?
The worst?
Like, if you were a princess.
Disney princess to be.
Whose life would be the worst for you? I honestly think that Snow White's life would be the worst.
I could see that, but actually I would not want to be Belle.
Oh, fair. She probably
absolutely not want to be Belle.
No, I changed my stance. Belle probably gets beheaded like 5 years after that movie's over. So
yeah, Belle has like a really sad lot in life. I mean, I could go on like a hours long rant about how weird and creepy the plotline of Beauty and the Beast is, and none of it has to do with bestiality or anything that people like tend to talk about. It's mostly just the fact that the Beast was turned into a beast at the age of 11 and there's like no tutors in the fucking house. Where did his parents go?
Well, no, because some of the people who got transformed were his tutors.
Yeah, where are they?
Not in the movie because they're not relevant.
No, because he killed them. He gets angry. Destroying furniture is easy. You like throw it and it breaks. He got mad. He was an 11-year-old kid who didn't understand what was happening. That bitch murdered his tutors. He never learned to read.
Yeah, except he's seen reading multiple times in the fucking movie.
Well, he doesn't know how to for some bizarre
reason. Let's just ignore the movie. Here says the Beast doesn't know how to read.
Belle teaches him how to read. It's a fucking plot point. It is a plot point in the movie that Belle teaches him how to read.
Whatever.
There is a whole bit where he's like, she's like, oh, I love books. And he's like, well, I don't know how to read. And she's like, well, I guess I'll just teach you. And then she teaches him. That bitch killed his tutors. That's terrifying.
I mean, like,
right. Not only are you like a prissy little girl who moved to a poor provincial town where pretty much everybody hates you.
What? Is he waving at me?
It doesn't freaking matter. Yeah, she's, I don't know, I think she thinks we live here. Anyway,
I do,
but you don't.
I know.
And we're in your car. But, no, like, Belle has, like, the worst lot in life for multiple reasons, and I don't know how she got to, like, this bad a freaking situation. So not only does, for some bizarre reason, she badmouth all of the people living in her freaking town. Because that's what she's doing in the song.
I think it's implied that they didn't used to live there. And that they had to move there for some reason.
She uses the words poor provincial town. Like.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Who the fuck moves to a place.
No. So you can infer from context clues in the movie. That, first off, her father is insane. Let's just get that out.
Obviously.
He's crazy. He's a crazy inventor.
Yeah.
She is actually very cosmopolitan. So I bet you what happened. Oh, she also doesn't have any problem with nobility.
Yeah, she's a rich kid that moved to a town in the bumfuck nowhere who is upset about it.
So
everybody is like, happened. Hey, Belle, how you doing? But she's snobby and doesn't talk to them, which is what half of them say in the movie. And then Gaston shows up and he's like, you're the prettiest girl ever. And she's like, bitch, no. And so, then wanders so off. Gaston is also fucking creepy, yeah. Which is like, it adds to the creepiness of, she is not a great person. So but obviously everything happened, around her is also creepy.
Also, probably what happened is the guy was an inventor. Her dad was an inventor. I bet you they lived in Paris or some shit like that. He got on the wrong side of some noble and got kicked out of Paris. And that's why they had to. That's why she's so fancy, okay. And why they
also,
had to move to
also, who the fuck is this prince that, like...
He's not a prince.
He's a prince.
Come on.
He is a prince. It says in the beginning of the freaking movie that he is a prince. Who is this prince that at the age of 11 was turned into a freaking monster?
Wait a minute.
His
we didn't
parents
consider.
Were gone.
Maybe there is no nobility in the world of Beauty and the Beast. Maybe they never had a French Revolution because they fucking turned literally the whole royal family into weird animal people.
Where are mom and dad?
Dead.
Okay, good on
them. Obviously, he killed them the same way he killed his tutors.
Yeah. Basically, you are putting yourself into a house with a murderer and then Stockholm Syndrome falling in love with him. Well, it's creepy.
Doesn't he also Stockholm Syndrome fall in love with her?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell is going on in that movie.
It's not,
but
like
it's
he's
just,
not
it's,
in love
it's
with
not
her.
A healthy relationship in
Listen,
the least.
TBH, most of Disney princesses' relationships are not super
No, but
healthy.
This is the creepiest one to me. Like, and I know a lot of people are like, oh no, it's such a beautiful... No, have you even read the original fairy tale? It's creepy!
Okay, if we read the original fairy tale, the creepiest is the Hans Christian Andersen version of The Little Mermaid, where she fucking dances herself to death on hot coals.
Yeah, well, I mean, that, for some bizarre reason, seemed to be an allegory for periods, so I don't even know what Hans Christian
she
Andersen
also
was
doesn't
doing
have
with
a
her
soul
life. No, she turns into seafoam at the end. That was our...
She's not a real person.
Yeah, so hold on, we'll be right back. Okay, looks like we're back. Where were we?
We were talking about how Beauty and the Beast is inherently a disturbing narrative, where a psychotic 11-year-old kills most of his family and friends because he's 11.
Well, he's 11, and he was cursed by a crazy lady who was concerned about an 11-year-old opening a door. Now,
he was a rude motherfucker.
A kid. Granted, during that time period, being 11 meant you were, like, in your late teens, but at the same time, late teens are still assholes. I don't know what this lady was expecting.
That they would have taught the Prince of France a little bit.
Obviously, he was never taught to read, so...
Well, I think it's more, you know, if I'm going to interpret it the way that, you know, knowing my knowledge of history, he probably knew how to read. He probably just couldn't read very well. Because they started teaching nobility, that kind of shit, when they were, like, 9 or 10 years old. So he probably was learning how to read at the time, and then once he got transformed, he didn't have any use for it anymore.
I mean, that's fine. So he still didn't know how to read, and if he had tutors, they were too frightened of him to teach him, and during one of his outbursts, because baby does he have outbursts, he gets grump sometimes.
Rah!
Yeah, so he has outbursts, and during one of his outbursts, he doesn't know his own strength, and he throws his into the freaking wall.
Hey.
Yeah.
Elsa is totally a lesbian, right? Or queer, right?
That is the, not necessarily the consensus, but it is a theory. You know Disney, though. Like,
whatever.
The only time that they have had a gay character that I am aware of, and I'm talking about, like, a coded gay character that was not a bad person. Mm. It was in the third Little Mermaid movie, which was a prequel, and it was the sidekick to the evil mermaid that was trying to take over from Triton's throne for some bizarre reason, and I don't understand why, but I remember her looking at, like, Yzma, and I know she doesn't look like that, but no, this character was her, like, friend henchman, accomplice, whatever, and it was basically a dugong that, like, did her hair.
Ah.
That's the only gay character. The only gay, and he hasn't even been confirmed. It's just a coded gay character that is, like, actually not, like, the biggest bad guy ever. That's the only character I can think of in Disney animated history.
Huh.
Who...
I mean, send us stuff falls under if that. I'm wrong, though.
Like, yeah, no, let me know. I want to know if there's other vaguely coded gay characters who are slightly decent people. Because Disney has a fucking horrible habit of gay coding villains.
Yeah.
And it pisses me off. Like, I love Disney. Like, every child who grew up in America in the past, like, 70 years, I love Disney. But let's get one thing straight. Disney is not great.
They're not super progressive in some
at being progressive in a lot of ways. It takes them a while. They are behind really bad all the time. And it's... Yeah, I don't know. Like, honestly, I think... I love Tangled. One of the biggest problems I have with Tangled is that their villain is Jewish-coded.
Truth.
Like, really? You had to go there? Why? This is the only character we have ever had from Disney with curly hair. And it's a fucking monster. She's a monster.
Are you forgetting Brave?
No, that's Pixar. I'm not counting Pixar.
They're in the Disney company.
They're in the Disney company, but I'm talking about Central Disney Animation Team.
I'm pretty sure that the, what's her name from Brave is a Disney princess, even.
Merida is a Disney princess, yes, but she is, it's a Pixar movie. I'm not talking about Pixar movies, I am talking about the Disney, the core Disney movies.
Listen, at this point, by now, Pixar is Disney and Disney is
and
Pixar.
And Merida is Scottish, and she's obviously Scottish. I mean, she talks in the Scottish accent to the point where people make fucking fun of it. She's... Scottish.
I'm just arguing about the curly hair thing.
Okay, but no, Mother Gothel is obviously coded Jewish.
Oh, yeah,
Jewish.
Obviously.
Obviously. And it's really frustrating to me because as much as I love Tangled, it's a creepy narrative when you think of it as the Jewish lady stealing youth from a little blonde girl. That's a problem.
Oh, no, Disney definitely has...
issues.
Issues. I mean, they have some weird shit, like, Dr. Facilier being coded as being biracial and him being the bad guy in the show, and I'm just like,
Yeah, he's also coded as...
Gay.
Gay.
Yeah.
Again.
Or queer sometimes.
Or queer. I mean, most villains, let's be freaking honest, most fucking villains in Disney canon are coded queer. The Evil Queen.
Which one?
From the original Snow White.
Okay.
Coded queer. She has incredibly drastic makeup. It's very much like an overdone... It's like a proto Ursula kind of makeup. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah. So she's coded like that. And then what's the next movie that they did?
I think Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty? Maleficent, I think, is just creepy. She might be, but I can't really pinpoint exactly what it would be.
I don't think Maleficent is intentionally queer-coded.
No.
She's more...
And the Evil Queen might not even be intentionally, but she does come off a little bit.
I think Maleficent is more coded as being, like, alternative in a bad way. Like, the strong, independent woman who don't need a man is a bad person.
Yeah.
Because it came out in the 50s, so, like, she's big and strong, and she wears lots of makeup, and she's very, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cinderella doesn't do too badly, although the sisters do look ridiculous.
I think that's more
But that's more just Anastasia and, what's her name?
Drusilla.
Drusilla are just... They're just goofy characters.
Well,
they're supposed to look goofy.
What they're doing is they're doing... If there's anything to be uncomfortable with in that... way that they were drawn is codifying ugly as bad.
Yeah.
And that is a problem.
But, I mean, once you get, especially into the newer stuff, Ursula, queer-coded. Scar, queer-coded. Gaston, also queer coded.
I would say that it was his hench dude who is way more queer coded.
That dude
is obsessed with Gaston.
LeFou is very much queer coded, but Gaston is also pretty queer coded.
And so much because he's obsessed with his appearance and shit like that.
Because that's the joke. The joke is it's like going over hyper-masculinity and into I'm so obsessed myself with myself that I must over-groom. And that is a queer coding sort of thing. Jafar.
Queer-coded. I'm sorry, I was thinking of Jafar and that scene where he's trying to hypnotize the Sultan. And he's like, you will make her marry me. And the Sultan goes, but you're so old.
God. Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Every time I talk about Jafar, I think of that scene.
I just think of Twisted.
Twisted?
The Starkin musical.
Oh.
I'm actually quite fond of it. I think it's fun. Even though they don't
have
actors that are.
What happens to all of those people that the genie makes for Prince Ali's procession? What happens to them afterwards?
So, do you think they're phantasms, or do you think that they're just people that got pulled out of work and dressed up in weird clothes?
I don't know, because they just appear out of nowhere. So I guess maybe they're illusions?
I hope
but,
so.
But, like, the whole idea...
You don't want to feed all of those
people. No, because, see, the whole thing and the whole wish is that he wants to be a prince.
Of what fucking country? What country does the genie
Ali
create?
Ababa.
He just
Prince
creates...
Ali,
so,
fabulous he,
so,
Ali Ababa.
Does that mean that, like, Ababa is just out there somewhere?
I guess.
Waiting for its prince to come fuck back?
They show how powerful genie is, right? He can pretty much do anything. And his wish wasn't, I want to look like a prince. He wanted to be a literal prince.
Yeah, so...
I think he just creates all of these. Like, they come from nothing. He just creates a kingdom.
So these people are just super confused.
Genie is more powerful than God,
These
basically.
People are just super confused as to why their prince is not going the fuck home, huh?
I guess.
Yeah, like, maybe
like,
he needs
to no, because he was there to marry Jasmine. So I guess maybe, like, in their
maybe
heads...
Maybe their two countries will get merged.
I guess.
Merged, allied.
I mean, but again, like all Disney movies, unless you take into account their sequels, and I'm using those air quotes pretty loosely.
But the sequels for Aladdin didn't have anything to do with him being a prince.
I know.
They just brought his dad in, who
That's
was,
so
like,
weird.
The greatest thief and wanted to steal... What? Midas's hand?
The thing that I don't get is that... Because the thing is, for this Prince Ali section, he wishes that he's a prince. He gets this huge procession with all this money and these people and these animals and all this shit. And then, like, 10 minutes later, he's dressed like a street urchin again. And then they never mention any of those people or any of that shit ever again.
They probably either went home or just...
To a Babla?
Yeah, I guess. They probably know where Ababa is.
I mean, shit, like, did Genie really just make a whole country? Like, is it populated? Did he make people? Is there a governmental system? Like, the fuck?
Yeah, and then at that point, you know, it kind of questions into idea, like, can he make people? Then why can't he make people live forever?
Like,
or bring people back from the dead?
He could, but
his,
Aladdin
his,
never asked for that.
Well, I mean, he has rules, you know? You can't, I think it's something along the lines of, like, you can't wish for someone to come back from the dead. You can't
wish
for someone to love you.
And you can't wish
for
more
wishes.
So
if he can fucking create people out of goddamn nowhere, maybe he can't bring back Aladdin's parents, but maybe Aladdin could just be like, I wish there were
two identical
copies of my parents hanging out with me.
With all of their memories and personalities and all that shit.
Yeah. Oh, look, my parents are back.
That'd be weird.
So fucking weird.
But anyway, so, like, the whole thing about Genie is he really that powerful, or am I just reading way too much into this?
I don't know. He seems super fucking powerful.
Yeah, like...
He makes places out of nowhere. He does that already.
Yeah, he manipulates time and space and, like...
He obviously manipulates time because that guy knows what's gonna happen in the future. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to do a Marx Brothers impression.
Fair.
Yeah.
But, like, can you imagine if Jafar had really gotten a hold of Genie? And then started wishing for things? Like, How powerful is Jafar? Because isn't one of Jafar's things that he's going to make Genie make him all powerful? Like, what if Jafar got all of the powers of the Genie, including being able to create people, like, life from whole cloth? That's terrifying.
Well, I mean, but the whole point of the thing is when he gets turned into a Genie, he gets shackled to the fact that he can't power those wishes. But I guess, I don't know, the thing with Jafar, the thing with Jafar is...
He didn't want to be a genie at first, he wanted the genie's power.
Yeah. No, but the thing with Jafar...
Because they trick him into becoming a genie,
that is
just
bad. So odd for me, is that we don't actually know what the fuck he wants to do. We know how he wants to get where he wants to get, but we don't know what he wants to do afterwards. He wants to rule...
The kingdom. Yeah.
And he needs to marry Jasmine to do that, because that's how he will inherit the kingdom. The thing is, though...
Why doesn't he just kill Jasmine and then mind control the Sultan into making him the heir? Or is it that he wants an heir of legitimacy so that the people...
He might want an heir of legitimacy, or maybe he doesn't actually want to kill the Sultan. I don't know. Maybe he wants to marry Jasmine for the...
The visuals.
Not even the visuals of like, oh god, I got to see Jasmine naked. No, I mean like if he is married to the Sultan's daughter, it looks legitimate.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, was he doing it for legitimacy?
Yeah, maybe he's just, you know, I'm gonna marry Jasmine because if I'm married to her, that's cool. Maybe he's gonna go off and do other things. Well, I mean, he's gay coded, so maybe he's gay.
Yeah, if it's a patriarchal society, like, yeah. It's implied to be, then if he marries Jasmine, it's not even a situation where, like, he can control Jasmine to get things done. Jasmine in that society would not actually be able to rule. She would have to marry someone, and that person would be the Sultan.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess that's what he's doing. But the whole point is, like,
He's
why
creepy.
Does he need the genie to do that?
But he's creepy because, one, he's been put into a very fucking awkward position. And he looks creepy. Like, it's one of those situations where, like, you look creepy, therefore you must be creepy. Because no one trusts you.
See, I think a lot of Disney villains could learn that their plans would be a lot more successful if they didn't dress like villains.
That's a thing, like, except there are characters that don't dress like villains who are queer-coded and are still villains. But that's because in their genre, they're dressed like white people, so.
I just meant more like Jafar should have stopped wearing creepy clothes, shaved his mustache, and maybe used his magic to make himself look younger, and then he probably would.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, why the fuck does he need to make himself look different? Some people look creepy.
Well, I'm just saying maybe his villainous pursuits would have gone off a little better if he wasn't so obviously creepy.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Fucking genie's more powerful than God. That's the end.
Moral of the story is genie's more powerful than God.
Apparently.
The beast from Beauty and the Beast murdered
it's
his tutors.
Fucking and that if Eerie was anybody, she would be a fucking Game of Thrones style mermaid murderer.
I mean, if it got me the entire ocean,
oh my god,
it wouldn't
because there are other kingdoms.
No, he's the king of the ocean.
Come on.
He's the king of the ocean.
I'm done with you.
He owns the ocean. And I don't think I'd have to kill my sisters because I'm the best. I love how in these episodes, sometimes I'm very nice and sometimes I'm like, I will torture people.
You're fucked up.
I know, I don't understand. I don't understand.
You're scaring me. I'm gonna leave the car before you
Press
murder me.
Press the stop button.
Okay, goodbye.
Hypotheticals is a Crossroads Stations production featuring Erie Alexander and Zoe Von Embler. Musical theme by Shannon Sawyer. For more information, please visit crossroadsstations.com. You know, I once had, like, a guy who was considered, like, an adoptive father to me who was convinced that koalas were evil robots. Just a tidbit, because, you know, it's funny.